Country Bob FM.
Today's Bob Albanac, already 8:51 Wednesday. Well, before we get into the whole date thing, we have an Almanac salute.
They don't call me Dr. Hook for nothing.
How you doing?
They don't call me Dr. Hook for nothing.
How you doing?
All right, now, no high sticking, no tripping, no slashing.
Major surgery. Open heart.
I'm waiting for quiet.
Yeah, you'll have quiet.
He was Dr. Hook. He was Tim, Dr. Hook McCracken from Slapshot. He was the he was the enforcer of the Syracuse Bulldogs, and right at the drop of the puck there against one of the Hanson brothers, he started the brawl.
That was a pretty good brawl too,
Chiefs,
as I recall.
Chiefs versus the Bulldogs. Paul D'Amato was the actor who played Tim Dr. Hook McCracken. I hope you heard the beginning of that soundbite.
They don't call me Dr. Hook for nothing.
I don't call him Dr. Hook. And you know, I really loved his rendition of that Sam Cooke song, too. She's only 16.
But I thought when I heard, they don't call me Dr. Hook for nothing.
No, exactly. When your body's
Ray
had
Sawyer, whatever the guy's
when
name
your
was.
Body's had enough of me,
right?
And I'm laying flat out on the floor, just when you think I've given you all I can, I'm going to love you a little bit more.
One more.
Wednesday, February 21st, 52nd day of the year, the first telephone directories came out this date.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73! Johnson!
The new phone books, first time ever, 1878. That's a clip from The Jerk, Neil.
I remember,
Steve Martin. The first telephone directories issued in the U.S., distributed to residents. Boy, those folks in New Haven, Connecticut, 1878. It was just a single page, 50 names, but it was the start of what we, eventually learned to know as the phone book. And now they're not as much of a big deal, although they still print them, a yellow pages, and there are still people with landlines. You can still get your hands on a phone book.
I remember when I moved to Iowa in 1979, I was 19, 20 years old, and the phone book came out the second year after I got there, and I had to get mine and see if I was in it, and it was a big deal. Hey, there I am. I'm in the phone book.
The new phone book was a big deal. You had to see who else in your town had your same last name, and did they get the address right, and all this other stuff. That was estate 1878. A little bit later, 1885, it only took them like a century to get up a monument to finish it to George Washington. You know, George Washington, the father of our country, the whole thing, President's Day and Washington's birthday, but it took them like 100 years to get the monument finished. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is a little bit, Can we put in some overtime? Somebody get this done?
If I remember correctly, they ran out of money, and then the Civil War came, and they kind of forgot about it. And then they finally topped it off, then dedicated it this date, 1885, 1931.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your...
Alka-Seltzer. It was bubbly. It was effervescent. Kind of like you, Neil. Kind of like your personality. Effervescent.
Yeah, right. Bubbly, effervescent.
Alka-Seltzer.
That was a game changer, Alka-Seltzer, and what a iconic little commercial jingle they created there.
It was back in 31. It was introduced to consumers. We had a new product also in 47.
Polaroid's One Step is the world's simplest camera. Even a woman can use it.
How'd that go again?
I thought that would get her attention.
I can have 1,000 women here in half an hour.
You never focus. You just point it and
don't second guess Marriott Hartley. If she could get 1,000 women there in an hour, she can get 1,000 women there in an hour. That was this date in 47 where Edwin Land. You ever wondered why it was called the Polaroid Land camera? Wasn't because you had to be on land
to use it,
or you couldn't be in higher elevations. You know, maybe you thought that maybe at a higher elevation, you know, the chemical process that they use to process and develop the photo before your eyes, maybe it didn't work only on land. Maybe you couldn't be maybe on the sea or in the air, but Edwin Land demonstrated.
It was the guy who invented it.
Yeah, he demonstrated the Polaroid camera to the Optical Society of America.
Did you guys have one, do you think, when you were growing up?
We did have one. I never was really impressed by the color. I know that they, you know, James Garner, he doesn't lie.
No.
But, you know, they were touting the color. They don't hold up as well. We have old Polaroids that are all kind of faded and they're flaky and they're coming apart and whatnot. They don't stand the test of time. But it was still revolutionary that you didn't have to go to...
It sure was. It was a big deal.
Didn't have to go to your drugstore, the photo mat, or whatever. first camera to take, develop, and print a picture on photo paper all in about 60 seconds. The original photos, of course, were black and white. They started selling the cameras a year later, 1948. Probably, once again, alien technology from Roswell, Neil.
Yeah, it probably was. It was ahead of its time.
1965 on this date.
Apparently, two men approached the speaker's rostrum and discharged shots at him from apparently very close range.
Yes, I turned around quickly, and the next thing I saw was Malcolm falling back in a dead faint.
This was the date that Malcolm X was assassinated. Civil rights leader Malcolm X shot to death by Nation of Islam followers. He was originally with the Nation of Islam, and then he kind of went away from them and then said some things about Elijah Muhammad. And he got shot for those things at the Audubon Ballroom in New York City. This date in 65 made him a bit of a martyr. And that was this
young
date.
Man.
He was only 39. He was only 39. Of course, Muhammad Ali was involved in all that stuff, too. Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, and then the split.
Yes.
And he didn't know which way to go, if I remember correctly, in the Muhammad Ali bio that they did a year or two ago, which is very good. 1965, Malcolm X dead. 1972, Richard Nixon not dead. In fact, he headed to...
This is a CBS News special report. The president in China.
You know, they say only Kirk could go to Kronos, the Klingon homeworld. Only Nixon could go to China. Right?
And he did.
And
yeah,
he did. He landed there in China this date.
It was a major news story. For
a whirlwind 1 week stay and visit. He met there with Mao, Chairman Mao, in Beijing. They dined. They toasted each other. I believe Mao called him a crook.
and of course, Nixon told him he wasn't a crook.
But then he told Mao, "You're more of a crook than I am."
Right.
I mean, well, what are you doing here? Communist China, you're all crooks.
Right.
1972 is when that happened, and I mean, we knew nothing about China. China and the U.S. It had been decades. There had been no normalized relations between the two countries for a long time. We have relations now, whether they're normalized or not, I don't know. I don't think we could say.
I don't think we can say
yes
that.
Or no. It seems pretty tense at times.
It sure
the
does.
Whole Taiwan thing. How about in 79 on television?
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. Welcome to this old house. As you can see, work is underway. In this program, we're going to be looking at some of the exterior repairs that have to be made, as well as listening to an energy audit, looking at some interior demolition, and discussing our kitchen plans.
Back in 79, that didn't seem like very exciting TV. Now people line up to watch shows that do this. It kind of was the first home improvement show. Now they're all over the place on cable TV. We're talking about Bob Vila and the debut of This Old House.
Very popular now, those shows. But Bob Vila, you're right. He kicked them all off. He's the guy who started it. Give him credit.
This Old House, it premiered on WGHB-TV in Boston. Then it became a national show on PBS. And then, of course, we got Tim the Tool Man.
Right out of it, yes.
We probably don't have Tim the Tool Man, Taylor.
No.
Without Bob Vila in This Old House. Also on television, 4 years later on Chips.
Don't worry. You need your car, right? Well, we'll take it down to the central garage, charge it up, and you can come inside and help us out. Is that a fair deal?
I like this guy. Want to be our manager?
I get to sing with you, too?
If you can cut it.
Yeah, Laura Branigan on Chips Neal. What a special event that was.
Oh, that's
great. And she was flirting with Ponch, but who didn't?
Right.
Performing her hit Gloria, and nobody, really, NBC, when it came to cross-promotion with pop music and their shows, they had Boy George on Mr. T and you know, so many others. And then Laura Branigan all of a sudden shows up here on Chips.
And Chips.
And I believe she was part of an 8-car pileup. That's what happened out on the 5.
That's unfortunate.
Ponch and John showed up. And, of course, tragically, Laura Branigan passed away later on in the 19. I want to say it was in the 1980s. She was very young.
She was.
I know when she passed away. It was maybe later in her career, but she should still be performing Gloria for people at the Medina. She'd be a great Medina artist, right?
Yes, she would. Yes.
How about in 88?
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood.
Seedy Motels and Jimmy Swaggart were not a good combination. Mm-mm. As he was caught doing some things, and he broke down in front of his congregation. And at the time, I go, boy, he really seems repentant. You know, he's he very sure repentant. But guess what? Yeah. He ended up doing it again. Yeah. Sadly, he had a problem. Yep. And 1988, disgraced televangelist Jimmy Swaggart doing just that. Crying in front of his congregation, the state, 1988. 1989, Pete Rose met with then-Commissioner Peter Uberoth to discuss his gambling. In fact, Uberoth wanted his thoughts on Knicks Bulls that night.
I don't know. I hope he got a good lead.
Rose also gave... Uberoth then gave Pete Rose 3-1 odds that he would be banned from baseball. Within a year. I don't know what he took, if he took the odds on that one, but that was a state in 89. And then 2018, this was big because it was Olympics, but it had local ramifications.
Into the stadium they come. Couple of hundred meters to go. It's anybody's. It doesn't look like Fella can do it for the Norwegians. It's Sweden and the United States. Stride for stride. Push for push. Who's it going to be? Nilsson or Diggins? Coming down to the line. And the United States has done it! From Sweden and Norway. Oh, what a performance.
Jesse Diggins, our very own. Where's she from? Stillwater? I think she's from Stillwater. Yeah. Stillwater native Jesse Diggins. And her partner, who was Kiki Randall, a part of the winning team. It was the cross-country sprint event for cross-country skiing. The Norwegians thought we cheated. They thought that we slipped them some bad herring. And they were just a step behind.
That can affect a performance.
But no
sure.
way. That was not proven. That was unproven.
Right.
So way to go, Jesse Diggins, a state winning gold at the Olympics.
They were not the favorites. Let's say that.
They were not.
That was a stunning victory and awesome.
Birthdays.
Sounds like TV theme time.
Yes. Cagney and Lacey. She was Cagney and or Lacey. Tyne Bailey.
I don't know which one she was.
I want to say Sharon Glass was Lacey.
Yeah.
And Tyne Bailey. This might be the other one. I get them mixed up even though they look different, have different hairstyles, different haircuts, different fashion sense as well. Tyne Daly wore a lot of those kind of wool, kind of sweater vest things, button up and down. That was kind of her look when she was out on patrol. But
she was in a Dirty Harry movie too with Clint Eastwood.
And that's important.
Yeah.
That's important to note.
That was big.
She could take her career in other directions. She was more than just Cagney and or Lacey.
It's just another partner of Dirty Harry. They got shot.
78 today.
Your life expectancy wasn't good.
Why would anybody want to work with him?
Right. Yeah.
So, you go loose with the firearms, you're going to probably get some bullets coming back your way.
Mm-hmm.
So look out. Duck, Tyne Daly.
How did we get into this mess? We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
I've got to rest before I fall apart. My joints are almost frozen. What a desolate place this is. It's much too rocky. I've just about had enough of you. Be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile. No more.
You know what? After I see more and more of the clips, I don't know why I didn't realize this sooner. But basically, C-3PO and R2-D2 in the Star Wars world are pretty much Laurel and Hardy.
They really C-3PO, are.
C-3PO is Oliver Hardy, and R2-D2 is Stan Laurel.
Yeah.
It's another fine mess you've gotten me into. That's all C-3PO says there. And he doesn't like Tatooine, obviously. But, that's my C-3PO impersonation on the Millennium Falcon. But Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, and he's been it for years, still going strong at the age of 78.
You know, I was listening to a rock and roll station on my way over here. You know, it put me in the mood. There was a passage in one of those tribal songs that I feel, is the keynote for this evening. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Roger Crane phrases those words of a big hit song by Wang Chung at the time there in the 80s. Kelsey Grammer is 69.
One of the great characters of several that came out of Cheers. You just gotta love it.
Don't forget him as Beastman either in the X-Men.
Oh yeah, there you
and
go.
And he is reprising that role in the new multiverse Marvel thing that's going on here. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
And, of course, they restarted Frasier, and we watched the first season. It was good.
It was good.
He is just so good in that character and that demeanor and how he plays that character as an uppity person. It's but down-to-earth. And a down-to-earth uppity person, really, I think would be the way to describe Kelsey Grammer as Frasier. But 69. Mary Chapin Carpenter, we know what she sounds like. We hear a lot on Bob. She's 66, has a ton of hits. Christopher Atkins, 63, in the Blue Lagoon.
Imagine a girl who did know she had become a woman.
What are you looking at?
Your muscles.
What about them?
He was the curly-haired blonde guy with Brooke Shields.
Yes.
It was racy, controversial.
It was
a coming-of-age movie on a dangerous paradise. It was Blue Lagoon, Christopher Atkins. Does he still sport the curly blonde hair? Or was
he's
that a
probably
wig?
Bald by or now. I don't know.
Yeah, much like what's his name? Who was the disco guy in the 70s? I made for dancing. What was it? I can't think of his name. Somebody texted in. You know who I'm talking about. He was a teen idol. He was crazy. Now he is bald. Eric Heatherly, not bald.
I keep hearing your concern about my happiness. All that thought you...
Leif Garrett, Neil. Leif Garrett.
That's the guy.
And I got that without reading any text.
Your shoes, I wouldn't worry none.
Here's Eric Heatherly. He had the plums to go out and redo this song and cover it, and he had a hit with it, Neil.
He didn't have a whole lot of hits. He had a couple.
Yeah.
We did good with this.
Eric Heatherly is 54 today. Our rapper today is Wishbone, Neil. Wishbone. It's so nice to have a rapper named after a salad dressing.
It really is.
It's about
is.
Time. He was in Bone Thugs and Harmony, and I'm sure you know all the other members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Along with Wishbone, we had Busy Bone, Lazy Bone, Crazy Bone, and Flesh and Bone.
What about Drinking Bone?
Hillbilly Bone also did not make the cut.
Didn't make it.
No. Wishbone is 50.
Okay.
That's your cue again.
More TV time?
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt is 45.
Oh.
In that show Party of Five and many other things.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Jennifer Hate Hewitt.
She's lovely.
Yeah, she is. Game of Thrones. We got a Game of Thrones character here today.
My lady, I'm sorry for your loss.
Her father was a confessed traitor.
But still her father.
My father was a traitor. I am loyal to my beloved Joffrey.
Of course you are.
He promised he would be merciful and he cut my father's head off.
Yeah, and she stayed loyal to that Joffrey. Boy, he was a punk. We all were glad when he died via, I believe it was arsenic. Something boiled his innards. But that's Sansa Stark. Sansa Stark, who eventually became Queen in the North, Neil.
Okay.
Hey, HBO, why don't you get that House of the Dragon going, would you? House of the Dragon. Why don't you bring that? When's that coming back? Mm. Season two. Yeah. Neil, you are...
I'm clueless.
Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark, is 28.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Yawkey. He owned the Boston Red Sox for many, many years. Never won the big one, though. You know, he came along after the curse of the Bambino and suffered.
Nothing he could do about it.
No, 1903. And Basketball Hall of Famer. He was a coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. I think he was their coach when they beat the 76ers in the NBA Finals in the late 70s. And then did a lot of broadcasting as a color announcer. Did a nice job. Dr. Jack Ramsey, born on this day, 1925.
Wasn't he known for his colorful suits on the sidelines? Like his leisure suits and things? Or is that a different coach I'm thinking of?
I don't remember that with Jack Ramsey, but it could be. Anyway, he was born on this day, 1925. You remember Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls?
He's undressing me with his eyes.
Do you want to move to another table?
Not yet. He's only half done.
Well, all right. Yeah, there she is. She was always looking for some action.
You're right. 1934 for Rue McClanahan. And we had a race car driver that died at the track yesterday, and we have another one today. Davy Allison was born on this day, 1961. I think it was a helicopter. Wasn't that?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
What got him, yeah. And, yeah, so that was Davy Allison of the Allison racing family, born on this day, 1961. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed a big one today.
What was it you said to me before? Oh. Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
They're all enjoying and sharing a good little laugh here.
Happy trails, Hans.
Yeah, your staff forgot Hans.
Oh.
Alan Rickman. Hans Gruber. Yeah. Alan Rickman.
He was the bad guy in Quigley Down Under that Tom Selleck would take out.
He was a
well.
Good bad guy. He was a very good bad guy.
Yes, he was very good at it. Yep.
There is the Movies That Made Us is on somewhere, someplace, one of the many streaming platforms that I get nickeled and dimed by on a monthly basis, adding to my entertainment bill at the end of the month. Right. But Alan Rickman, there's a great The Movies That Made Us on Die Hard on the making of that and how they did it and where it came from. And Alan Rickman is great. He died in 2016. Born this date in 1946. Now.
They're all gone, yes. But not forgotten.
And do a quick search of Jack Ramsey and his suits and his sport coats. Yeah, he was the plaid guy with the stripes.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
He had plaid pants
that,
and the whole thing. Kind of crazy. Hi, how would you like to start a Bobathon? Reba, Is There Life Out There?
Sure.
Garth Brooks and that song that he did in honor of Tom Landry. When he got fired from the Cowboy head coach, Good Ride Cowboy, or Susie Boggess, Hey Cinderella.
Yeah. It's got to be Susie today.
Let's go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG Alpha.